Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Just Keep Buying by Nick Majuli is a personal finance guide built around a simple premise. Consistent, automated saving and investing often matter more than perfect timing, complex strategies, or constant optimization. Drawing on data analysis and real-world patterns of wealth building, the book challenges popular advice such as waiting for a crash, hoarding cash until you feel ready, or obsessing over tiny expense cuts. Instead, Majuli emphasizes repeatable behaviors, increasing your savings rate as income rises, investing steadily through market cycles, and focusing effort on the decisions that move the needle most. The book aims to reduce the anxiety many people feel about money by offering practical frameworks for budgeting, spending, and long-term investing. It speaks to readers who want evidence-based guidance, especially those overwhelmed by conflicting tips. At its core, it argues that wealth is usually built through time, discipline, and behavior, not financial heroics. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the core habit, invest consistently and let time do the heavy lifting. A central theme of the book is that the most reliable path to wealth is steady, repeated investing rather than trying to outsmart the market. The idea behind Just Keep Buying is simple. If you invest regularly, you capture a wide range of market prices over time, including dips that become opportunities in hindsight. This reduces the pressure to predict tops and bottoms, a skill even professionals struggle to execute consistently. Majuli frames market volatility as normal and unavoidable, and argues that building a system you can follow matters more than crafting a perfect plan you cannot stick to. Regular contributions, automation, and long-time horizons are positioned as practical tools for making good behavior easier. The book also highlights that the biggest determinant of outcomes is often how long you stay invested and how consistently you add to your investments, not a one-time decision to buy at the ideal moment. In this view, discipline is a competitive advantage. By emphasizing process over prediction, the reader can shift attention from short-term noise to long-term progress. Secondly, saving rate over perfection, how to decide what to save and what to spend. Rather than focusing only on cutting small expenses, the book encourages readers to think in terms of a sustainable savings rate that fits their life. It acknowledges a practical tension. Saving aggressively can accelerate wealth building, but saving too aggressively can make the plan collapse under lifestyle pressure. Majuli's approach is to treat money decisions as trade-offs and to prioritize spending on what meaningfully improves your life while trimming what does not. The goal is not frugality as an identity, but intentionality as a method. A reader is guided toward evaluating recurring expenses, one-time purchases, and lifestyle inflation through the lens of long-term impact. The book also stresses that increasing income can be as important as reducing spending, particularly for people whose budgets are already tight. This topic connects personal finance to behavior. A plan that aligns with your values is easier to maintain through job changes, family shifts, and economic uncertainty. By centering the savings rate and the durability of your habits, the book aims to create a financial strategy that works over decades, not just during a motivated month. Thirdly, cash, debt, and safety buffers, building resilience without stalling progress. Another important topic is how to balance financial security with continued investing. The book addresses the role of emergency funds and cash reserves as shock absorbers that prevent you from derailing long-term plans when life happens. At the same time, it warns against letting excess cash become a permanent parking spot that delays investment growth. This creates a framework question: how much safety is enough to stay invested through uncertainty, and how much is so much that it materially slows wealth building? Debt is treated similarly as a tool that can either undermine or support progress depending on interest rates, terms, and behavioral risk. High-interest consumer debt is generally portrayed as an urgent drag on financial momentum, while lower-cost debt may be manageable alongside investing if it does not threaten stability. The broader point is that your financial system must be robust. If a single expense can force you to sell investments or take on expensive credit, the plan is fragile. By focusing on buffers and smart prioritization, the book helps readers design a money setup that can survive setbacks while still compounding over time. Fourthly, behavior beats forecasting, avoiding common traps in investing and personal finance. Majuli emphasizes that many financial mistakes come from predictable human behavior, fear during downturns, greed during booms, and the desire to feel in control by constantly changing strategies. The book encourages readers to create rules that limit impulsive decisions, such as automated contributions, predefined asset allocations, and a long-term view of returns. It also challenges the belief that more information leads to better results. In practice, frequent checking of portfolios and financial news can increase anxiety and provoke bad timing decisions. By focusing on what is controllable, savings rate, time horizon, costs, diversification, and consistency, the reader can reduce exposure to the unhelpful parts of market psychology. The book also addresses the allure of hot trends and complex tactics that promise quick gains, pointing instead toward broad, repeatable approaches that have historically worked for many investors. This topic is ultimately about making good decisions boring. When the strategy is simple enough to follow in stressful moments, it is more likely to deliver. The book positions financial success as a behavioral skill set that can be trained with systems, defaults, and realistic expectations. Lastly, turning growth into a plan, automation, milestones, and long-term wealth building, beyond principles, the book focuses on practical execution. It encourages readers to convert goals into a repeatable plan, automate saving and investing, set clear milestones, and periodically review progress without obsessing over short-term fluctuations. Automation is framed as a way to remove decision fatigue and to ensure that saving happens before money is absorbed by lifestyle spending. The book also connects wealth building to life stages, noting that the best plan adapts as income changes, family needs evolve, or risk tolerance shifts. This includes increasing contributions during higher earning periods, keeping investing simple when life is busy, and refining insurance and cash buffers as responsibilities grow. Importantly, the strategy is not portrayed as a one-size-fits-all template, but as a set of guidelines for building a personal system that lasts. The reader is encouraged to focus on compounding behaviors, small actions repeated for years, not dramatic overhauls. By combining consistent investing with intentional spending and periodic recalibration, the book outlines a path that aims to be both realistic and effective. The outcome is a wealth-building routine that can run in the background while you focus on living your life. In conclusion, this book is well-suited for readers who want a clear, evidence-based approach to money without the hype of get-rich-quick thinking. New investors who feel intimidated by market timing, as well as experienced savers who are tired of overcomplicating their plan, will benefit from its focus on consistency and behavior. It can also help people who are stuck between extremes, either obsessively cutting every expense or spending freely while hoping things will work out later. By emphasizing repeatable systems, savings rate discipline, and steady investing, the book offers a way to reduce financial stress and increase the odds of long-term success. The benefit to a reader's life is practical, fewer impulsive decisions, a clearer relationship between today's choices and future outcomes, and a plan that can be sustained through real-world disruptions. Compared to similar personal finance books, its value comes from the way it challenges popular myths with data-driven reasoning and then translates that into simple habits you can execute. If you want a strategy that prioritizes what matters most and makes progress feel achievable, this book is worth buying. If you would like to support Nick Majuli, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.